You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Social distance.co.za.
The only place to go while at home. Social distancing.
18 minutes after 9. I quite like the sound of it, actually. It's serious times. The only place to be social distancing is at home. I almost missed that one there. 18 minutes after 9. At an operational level, what's critically important now is going to be, obviously, the decision taken at a political level has got to be implemented, and it's all about implementation, and it's all about the nuts and bolts of how this will play out now in terms of policing and collaboration between the SANDF and the SAPS as well. I know you may be wondering, how will that actually work in practice? Well, one person who's joining me now to talk into that issue is Eldred de Klerk. Eldred is responsible for policing, community conflict, and also international and intergovernmental relations that he is a specialist of at the Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis. Eldred, good morning to you and welcome to 702.
Good morning, Eusebius, and good morning to your listeners. And it's a really pleasant opportunity to be social distancing from home and yet have the opportunity to talk to someone else.
Absolutely. Eldred, the national lockdown, epidemiologically speaking, is justifiable, and I would say justified. But it's now all about the nuts and the bolts. Mm-hmm. We've got a weird country. We've got protest history. We've got apartheid spatial planning. We've got population density. And we've got differential levels of trust and mistrust between ourselves and the SAPS and the SANDF. What is your reaction to the fact that the SAPS and SANDF will now be entrusted with a critically important part in terms of cooperating with each other of this national lockdown?
Indeed, and thank you for sketching the contextual and the historical, because that does play into it. However, now what we need to be doing as South Africans is recognize that both the South African Police Service and the South African National Defence Force are critical components of any national disaster or national emergency. And usually they provide logistics, they provide security, they also set out to protect the vulnerable, and they get on with this quietly, whether it's elections, whether it's a flood, all of these things. They play their role, and they never front and center. What we're hoping now is that the South African Defence Force in particular can provide a capability and a capacity that supports all our law enforcement services, traffic, the police, law enforcement that protect vital installations and fixtures and the like, and provide them the space to get on with the normal routine stuff that they do and take over some of the movement control, access control, and flow of people. Because remember, this whole program is going to be a challenge to all of us individually in terms of our behavior, which is the only thing that we can control. Mm. We can't control the disease or the pandemic. That will have its own life. And the only real thing that we're trying to do here is precaution and prevention. And they're going to fit into that equation where they're going to say, let's try to bring our citizens aboard. So messages from yourself, from each of the ministers. And I think the different thing here is somebody was saying to me that, you know, other presidents are on TV every day. I think, no, that's a bad thing. Because what is happening in South Africa, which is, I think, an example to elsewhere, is that every single responsible minister or officer needs to be able to present him or herself to the country and say, together we're taking on this responsibility. Let's understand my department. In this way, we learn about government. We learn that government works. We understand that it's not a single president with executive powers, and that we understand that it's a shared responsibility. That's so right. I'm hoping that the South African National Defence Force can play that, bring their logistics, their capability, and their very competent capacity to bear on making sure that they work with us and that we need to work with them to have the movement of people, access, and the flow of people.
On that particular point, Eldred, because you're right.
We have a problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that we are each stakeholders, and I want to return to what I can do, what we can do as communities, because we're not subjects, we're actually citizens. And to take citizenship seriously, practically, is a really interesting thing to reflect on at this moment in history. But I do want to start with the SAPS and SANDF. Do they have the manpower, and do they have the resources and technical know-how for this unique event that is coursing through our history in real time. And what I mean by that in part is that typically, even though there are different divisions to the SANDF that you've alluded to, the core business of a soldier is to go to war with a real physical enemy and kill, not ordinarily to be policing civilians, which is why it's always, as you know, a controversial debate whether at all during peace times to unleash them on the streets, even of gang-ridden areas, say, for example, in the northern parts of Cape Town.
You see, that's the thing. We need to maybe, and one thing we know about somebody like you, you're actually very sharp on definitions and conceptual, and you challenge people on sort of casual use of words. And one of the things we need to take away from our understanding is that the South African National Defence Force has no policing powers.
Mm.
Yeah, that is the purview and the responsibility of South African National Police Service.
Mm.
What they can do is provide a capacity that will help, like I said, to ensure that they have access control, that they control crowds of people, and that they provide a hard, as you rightfully say, barrier or hard line and say, you move into this point and no further. Okay? The normal policing of an investigation and all the other things that go with that, that still falls to the South African Police Service.
Mm.
What they can do is free up the police service from crowd control, access control, movement of people, flow and traffic, and to allow them under this very trying time to use their scarce resources to do the things we require them to do daily.
That makes complete sense. I think it's really important that we return to, and it is a definitional thing that I mentioned, but I want us to translate it into a practicality for every person listening. You and I are not subjects. We are citizens and we have agency. And whether we defeat the virus in terms of flattening the curve will depend on what we do as much as what Minister of Transport does, the President does, or what the SAPS or the SANDF does. What is your message, and take a minute or two to detail it, Eldred, to communities and individual citizens in terms of how we can help the SAPS and SANDF to be able to achieve the objective?
Thank you for that, because I think it is all about that. It's this idea that we need to look at, and this is where we return to your history and context of trust and mistrust and relationship. There's a challenge to our law enforcement and to our military to say, we too are citizens and we too have a stake in this. Because remember, we'll be seeing police officers out there and South African National Defence Force personnel out there putting their lives at risk while you and I are able to isolate our homes at home, hopefully being supported by family, friends and other programs. What we need to do is to say, I view them on the street, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my dad, my mom, as an extension of me. That their presence and them performing their duty allows me to do what I need to do, which is care for those immediately around me and take the responsibility of isolating myself. Because this is now spread, what we call its community infection, right? It's no more that people are coming from outside, as us inside spreading it one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we recognize that at this critical time, and we probably have the next 1 or 2 weeks to do what we want to do, which is stem the tide and flatten the curve, unless we actually take responsibility and say, I have a responsibility towards my family and to my community and to my street to do what I can, not what is going to be imposed on me, not the compliance asked of me, but the self, but that I understand it firstly. And thank you for taking the time as all broadcasters to ask the difficult questions and to build an understanding that we have about how this works. That's vital. So once we understand, we hope that then we don't just tolerate and comply, but we exercise the discipline and, as you say, our citizen responsibility, one for the other. And it comes right down to my human behavior. All I'm saying, I will, as best I can, isolate myself, take care of my family, and do what I can do in my small way.
Absolutely.
And we are asking every single South African to do the same. And thank you for trying every day to build our understanding of this, communicating essential messages, and allowing people to express their fears and concerns. Obviously,
right.
they have them, and we can't dismiss them, and we should be listening to them.
That's right, and be compassionate towards each other. I have
Absolutely.
A final question. We only have about 90 seconds. There are, in not many, but in some of our communities, you would have community policing forums, for example. Could they have a role to play as well, structurally, in cooperating and assisting, for example, the SAPS? Or would this be the kind of mission where the SAPS would be working outside of good cases where it cooperates with, say, policing in communities and other community-based security and other kinds of initiatives that might be set up? Is there an opportunity for that level of cooperation, or will that just muddy the flow?
No, this is the time where we should be cooperating and using all human and other resources. The only consideration we should be given is, one, basic instruction around watching hygienic routines, protective gear, gloves. We know a mask only works if you are protecting others from yourself, from you.
That's right, yeah.
And they should be, on a community level, as community police forums, civic associations, development groups, NGOs should be caring for the most vulnerable who can't leave their homes, those who have TB. We have a lot of asthma and other pneumonia and bronchial and respiratory diseases and conditions. And this is where the community police forums and civic associations play a role by identifying kids that are out of home, the vulnerable, the elderly, and making a community effort
Absolutely.
To augment that of the state and the public services so that it truly allows them to target the most at risk.
Eldred, you've been incredibly generous and incisive. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
That's Eldred de Klerk, and Eldred is Policing Community Conflict and International Intergovernmental Relations Specialist with the Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis.